With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel says it has liquidated another terrorist leader. This one, it says, was seen in a video of the horrific October 7th attack on innocent Israeli civilians.
The military on Tuesday identified the militant as Ahmed Fuzi Wadia, a commander in a Hamas commando battalion and a member of a paragliding unit. It said Wadia flew into the community of Netiv Ha'asara on a paraglider before launching the attack on civilians there.
Correspondent Charles Deladesma. Hunter Biden's criminal tax evasion trial gets going this week.
The president's embattled son is accused of withholding at least $1.4 million between 2016 and 2019 in the throes of his addiction to crack cocaine following his brother's death from brain cancer. Biden's drug addiction was a focal point of his earlier trial on felony gun charges, where a Delaware jury convicted him in June of lying about his use of illicit drugs on a federal gun purchase form. It marked the first criminal conviction for a sitting president's child. The sordid details of that time in Biden's life are expected to play a similarly significant role in his tax trial, which a California-based federal judge scheduled to begin with jury selection on September 5th and opening statements on September 9th. He's pleaded not guilty. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, it is one of the deadliest attacks by Russia since it invaded Ukraine more than 2 years ago. Ukrainian President Zelensky says that two Russian ballistic missiles have struck a military training facility and a nearby hospital in east-central Ukraine. At least 41 people have been killed, 180 others wounded in the attack. As Europe is flooded with cheaper Chinese vehicles, Volkswagen says its cost-cutting efforts can't keep up, and it may have to consider a first-ever plant closure in its home country, Germany. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 210 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in federal court.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has dismissed a suit filed by current and former students who don't like the fact that Christians are allowed to use federal aid to pay for tuition at religious schools. The plaintiffs want colleges and universities that refuse to embrace the LGBT agenda to be barred from getting federal dollars, but the court said no. In fact, federal law explicitly protects the right of religious schools to live out their convictions without penalty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump lamented the growing acceptance of transgenderism by some Americans in a weekend speech at the annual gathering of Moms for Liberty. That parents' rights organization has spearheaded a national effort to bar teachers from introducing transgenderism to students in the public schools. In his speech, Mr. Trump said males should not be allowed to play against females in sports. He also decried sex change operations on children. This is SRN News. 4+ years after the pandemic sent workers home, the office property bill finally coming due.
The market for office buildings has been crushed by high borrowing costs, and while the Federal Reserve is at last preparing to cut interest rates, it may be too little too late. The market's troubles have caught the attention of Congress. Faced with vacant office buildings and a shortage of millions of homes to meet demands, a bipartisan group of lawmakers is trying to make it easier for developers to convert underused properties into housing. Republican Congressman Mike Casey of Ohio introduced a bill this summer establishing a temporary 20% tax credit for qualified property conversion expenditures. California Democrat Congressman Jimmy Gomez says, quote, "The pandemic caused a seismic shift in work patterns. We see these vacant office buildings as a well of untapped potential." Bernie Bennett reporting from Washington.
New York's Columbia University, epicenter of last spring's campus movement against Israel's war in Gaza, bracing for the return of protesters this semester. SRNnews.com.